Welcome to Culinary Convo. I am your host, Devin Ream. The coffee is poured and your spot at the table is open. I've got my mise en place, and if your mind is open, let us begin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 3, 2, 1, Bake Off. Actually, it's like, dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
It's upbeat.
Yeah, it's upbeat. It's very upbeat. So, we just got done watching the most recent episode, season 13, episode 2 of the British baking show. Heavy emotions this episode.
Yeah.
Lots of just, they seem exhausted. In a way.
And it's only week two.
Yeah, and it's only week two. But once again, Benny, he's scratching in the background. But he watched it too. Granted, it was from an ottoman, and he was obstructed, I believe, by my foot because he was laying on it. It does say by Lynette from nerdsandbeyond.com, who did a wonderful recap last week. She did one this week as well. It says this week in the GBBS, or the Great British Baking Show, the 11 remaining bakers must face biscuit week. So cookies.
Yes, yes. One of my favorites.
One of your favorites, mm-hmm. Yeah. Grab yourself a biscuit and a cup of tea. And let's dive into episode 3. The signature challenge, the bakers were asked to make a batch of 18 identical decorative illusion macarons. You are a big proponent of macarons.
Yep, we've talked about it before, and I love them.
Yeah.
I haven't had a bad one.
Yeah, yeah. And they had 2 hours to make these.
Mm-hmm.
Enough time if you're booking it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But that seemed tough. 2 hours.
Well, they're notoriously hard to make because they're so, like, delicate.
Yeah.
So if you mess up, that cuts a lot of time out.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had to look like something other than a macaron. So they couldn't be your typical just circle bubble, cream circle bubble. Right. They had to be something actually pretty decorative, mm-hmm. so to speak. Some people did a hamburger. There were a couple people who did a hamburger.
Yep.
A couple people who did an ice cream cone.
Yep.
I will say easier ones to do if you're going to go that route. Mm. The youngest gal in the tent, she went with carrots. But she didn't do a green top, and she didn't put too much definition on her carrots.
Right.
So they were just kind of orange poop emoji looking in a basket, sadly. And it's one of those things. She's 18. So, like, time management-wise, hand assuredness, a lot of things get called into question.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying here. Dawn, she made yo-yo shaped macarons, and she referred, you know, to basically doing fondant for the string, you know, which yo-yos, I mean, my gosh, that's a macaron, folks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but she tricked Paul Hollywood because he gave out the first handshake of the season. For the yo-yo.
Go, Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn got a handshake for the yo-yo-shaped macarons. Very original design with a fondant string wrapped in her macarons. Literally, the only thing that's different is the string. That's it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. They thought it was a clever design. Yeah. The second handshake, that's right.
Yep,
it went to, it was a double handshake time. Went to Maxie. She made daisy shaped macarons dedicated to her daughters. She calls them both daisies because they were born in April.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's cute.
And so they were filled with salted caramel and raspberry mascarpone cream. The judges thought they looked neat and delicate. Her flavors were balanced nicely. And they were light and summery.
Yeah, I'd eat them.
Yeah, they looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of surprised they got a handshake only because of the design. At least the yo-yos were really, really kind of clean. These had a very simple design. And so maybe Paul is all about simplicity, you know?
Maybe.
He wants the simplicity but executed well, you know? Yeah. What did you think of them?
I was surprised there were handshakes, two handshakes this early.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to go back in previous seasons and see, like, when the first one happened in other seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
but I thought they both did really well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't surprised they got handshakes.
Yeah, and then Siabira also stood out this week for taking a risk with her signature challenge. She decided to make savory macarons. Yeah, she made a peanut with ginger and tofu satay macaron. Really nice, delicate design to make it look like a peanut shell. Paul actually liked the satay, mm-hmm. even though he hates tofu. Yeah, he liked it. But it was something about the, like, airiness or the texture or something. They were like, oh, well, meh. The judges thought they looked great and had a surprising flavor. However, Paul didn't love that they were left with the sweet rather than the savory flavors. He said it went from sweet to savory back to sweet.
Right.
And that it was a shame that that occurred. And I thought, yeah, Paul, blame your tongue. How about that, Paul? Yeah, maybe you took a weird bite, Paul.
Yeah.
Did you ever think of that?
You never know.
Yeah. Jeez. Paul Hollywood. But anyways, the bake didn't go quite as well for Maysam, our youngest gal in the tent. Like I said, the carrot-shaped macarons. Supposed to have an orange blossom flavor, but it was way too strong. She just added way too much blossom. And the carrots lacked decoration, uh-huh. so there was no piping. Now, Rebs.
Rebs.
She also struggled with the challenge. She made chocolate macarons shaped like her cat. I thought
very cute.
Yeah, I thought they were one of the cutest ones. Also, the little video that accompanied it, yep. She was part of the sofa team, mm-hmm. or sofa club. All black cat, 15 years old.
So cute.
Stunning. Stunning cat. Love it. Yeah, she had not mixed her batter well enough, apparently. So, yeah, people were upset about that. But Carol and Janus, they rushed to help in and help Rebs finish it up. For the technical challenge, the bakers had to do a recipe I had never heard of, Garibaldi biscuits, mm-mm. or Garibaldi cookies, also known as squashed fly biscuits.
That's not appetizing.
They really Britted that up, didn't they? They're like, well, we could have the Garibaldi biscuits. They're like, oh, you mean the squashed fly biscuits? And it's like, okay, yeah, that's what those are.
That's the one. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite, the squashed fly biscuits. It has a layer of currants, and you decorate the biscuits with feathered chocolate. None of them, I don't think, got the feathered chocolate. Like, they got the feathered chocolate correct, but they didn't do it how Prue had it.
Right.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, oh, well, all of you are already down a peg. And it was like a technical...
Sheesh.
Yeah,
you're exactly. Harsh.
No, that's what Prue was doing.
No.
She just looked at the whole table, and she immediately in her head started laughing. She's like...
You can't say that. You don't know that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
anyways,
I am.
Oh, here comes a biscuit.
He wants to know.
Oh no.
He wants
please,
to know what
sir,
happened.
Sir. Oh no. Please, sir. Okay, thank you. Oh my gosh. He almost knocked over our camera equipment again.
If that happened again, I think I'd have to quit.
I know.
I don't think I could handle it.
Yeah, it's a hostile work environment. Yeah. But Abdul, he came in last place this week for the technical challenge. His biscuits were a mess. Yeah, they were.
It was. I felt bad for him.
Poor Abdul. He's just like, what the heck are these? He's just making them. Oh, man. Yeah. But now the judges commented that more chocolate was on the plate than the biscuits.
That was bad.
Badly.
They made a meme. The official account made a meme.
Yeah.
That's mean.
That is mean. That's a rough one.
That's vicious.
That is. Biscuit, what did you do? He runs the British Bake Off.
Oh, I could see him doing Twitter. That. Totally.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. My cat. I'm sorry. He wants smoke. You know, he wants to burn people. That's his problem.
Yes.
He's always trying to elicit bad reviews. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Oh, no. Please don't rub that. No. It's okay, bud. You don't need to do that. He's trying to rub the camera equipment. I'm sorry, everyone. He's not a professional like us in the studio today. Also, don't know if you can hear that. Sounds like somebody on a go-kart. It might be a, whatchamacallit, a wheelchair. Like a, what do they call those? It's like a scooter.
Stop rubbing
your face on our camera equipment, Biscuit. Sorry, Biscuit, the scooter that is also a wheelchair, go-kart.
This is why you should donate to Culinary Convo so that we can get a house.
So we can get away from all this. Yeah, no.
Please fund our house.
Yeah. Like, subscribe, follow, punch that like button, do a roundhouse up in the air kick on the notifications.
That's right.
But also go to culinaryconvo.com or drop us a line at culinaryconvopod@gmail.com.
Talk to us.
And go to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support to give us funds so that we can teach Biscuit how to operate in a studio that we have that also has a bed and some plants.
It's a bedroom.
Is it?
It is.
Oh.
It's a spare bedroom.
Oh, it's not even close to a studio. Guys, this is rough. Anyway, yeah. Sierra Bira, she made the same mistake with her chocolate. She put feathers on top of
it. It was like literal feathers.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't catch if it was made of candy or like...
Yeah.
Or if it was actual feathers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they say?
It's made of the chocolate. It's like chocolate feathers.
I mean, it was impressive, but it was like a literal interpretation.
I think it's because she knew they were fairly garbage. You know? She's like, I got to make something look nice here.
Yeah.
You know?
The feathers
look
great.
They were kind of soft.
They look great.
Yeah, they look good. Rebs, though, she surprised herself by coming in first place in this challenge. Her biscuits were nice and thin and had lovely feathered chocolate on top. See? Oh, that's hers. Not Sierra Bira.
No, it is.
Oh, it is? That's Sierra Bira's? Are you sure there? I don't know.
Yes, Devin, because those are the actual feathers.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Anyways, despite her biscuits being a little too soft and her chocolate being a little too thick, her biscuits tasted delicious. Yeah, I've said that once. I've said it 1,000 times. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's a chocolate's a little too thick, but it tastes delicious. That's I you know.
That sounds rated R.
It's not. It's baking. Why? Where did your mind go? I was talking about the tent.
I don't know anymore.
The Bake Off.
So much.
You've never made that comment ever that someone's chocolate was too thick, but it's delicious. You've never said that. Wow. Sorry, everyone. She thinks she's better than all of us bakers out there. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Anyways, the Showstopper Challenge. For the Showstopper Challenge, the bakers were asked to make a 3D biscuit. Not the cat, but a cookie. A 3D cookie mask.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. They had 4 hours for this challenge. Wow. A lot more than the macarons, anyways, and could use any style of biscuit they wished. However, their bake had to look and taste fantastic and had to be able to stand upright at the end of the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
like foreshadowing.
Yeah, they said it from the top. Challenge was both amazing and nerve-wracking. The end of the challenge was terrifying to watch as the bakers carefully placed their masks upright. However, the results were worth it. Yeah, they did have beautiful masks.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty dang great. Abdul stood out during the challenge as he made a mask inspired by his pet parrot.
Love it.
Way to go, Abdul. Way to go. Way to make parrots lovable. Because believe me, I've interacted with parrots, and they are not lovable.
Oh.
They squawk.
Well, that's a shame.
And yell, and they have claws, and their beaks are sharp. You got to watch
okay.
out.
Okay.
Good job, Abdul. The basic mask. I said basic, but the base mask was made of gingerbread and decorated with sumac shortbread, tahini, and sesame biscuit favels. Yeah. He made 90 individual biscuits. And the judges were amazed by the detail and texture he managed to get in the feathers just by shaping the biscuits. The judges loved the unusual flavors, and the textures were wonderful.
Yeah.
Sirabira made over 100 biscuits for her masks, looking back at Abdul and throwing up a middle finger. Can
no!
you believe that? Yeah, you shouldn't.
Stop!
You shouldn't believe that, because that's not what happened.
That's not this show at all.
No, it's not.
Stop it! What's wrong with you?
Man, how funny would that be? She pulls out an extra 10 on this tray, and she looks back at Abdul, and she's just like,
"That'd be like
100. 100, Abdul.
That'd be
100.
That'd be worse than when the ice cream melted.
Yeah.
Or." There's like compilations online of most dramatic moments on Great British Baking Show. If what Devin said actually happened, that would be number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it didn't happen, so don't listen to him.
Come on.
Okay.
Sirabira should have been like, yes, I made the matcha biscuits and 100 of them, Abdul.
Oh my gosh.
90? Get out of here with that weak stuff. You know? But instead, she's like, no, 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 the British Bake Off, we actually enjoy each other's company.
Right.
And we help each other out. If anything, Abdul helped me get to 100. And now we talk to each other. We text all the time. Yeah. About how I made it to 100. She didn't say that. But I'm just saying she could, and you believe it, because that's the British Bake Off. That's what happens. Anyways, Carol's mask ended in disaster.
Oh, so sad.
And it broke everyone's hearts.
Yeah.
Even this guy's right here. This guy's heart. I was like, oh, Carol.
Yeah.
Like, no. Because she was like, you could tell, I think, her overall being upset. It wasn't because of how hard she worked. It wasn't because of, like, the design of it. Like, oh, crap. Like, I had this perfect... I think it was a genuine, like, frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Like in her head, she thought, I think this is going to happen, but I'm going to hope for the best. And then it happens, and she's just like, oh, this tent! Ooh! And then it just boiled over. She was crying a little.
Yeah.
Noel had to come over and be like, you're not out.
Yeah.
You know?
He's an MVP.
He is.
So Noel's is Matt. Fairly,
yes. Noel and Matt.
They're great hosts. Yeah, I was so sad about Carol's mask. Like, it was like caved in on itself.
I know.
So sad because she's my icon. She's my she's my legend, my everything.
If you're watching on YouTube, I'm circling, or I wanted to. It's my mouse. Sorry, I need a play-by-play machine, kind of like the NFL. But it's the gal in the middle. She's got pinkish purple hair.
Yeah. Yeah. How could you not know who Carol is?
I know.
Duh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just pointing it out for those that they listen to Great British Baking Show, not watch it. Yeah. I lied again. I'm sorry.
Stop!
Why do you guys listen to these recaps? I lie half the time. Anyways, so...
I'm not going to do this again if you keep being an effer.
An effer?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But no, yeah, it broke. Her royal icing decoration topped with orange tuile feathers. Her decoration was amazing. However, her downfall was using lard in her gingerbread instead of butter. The result made her gingerbread being very soft. when she leaned her mask upright against a plate stand, she turned away for a minute, and the biscuit crumbled in the middle, allowing the stand to be pushed through. With only a few minutes left, there was nothing Carol could do to fix her mask, and she ended up in tears.
Yeah.
Yeah. The judges could still see past the damage and thought her piping was beautiful and her biscuits had a lovely flavor. The results, this week, James, Maxie, and Sirabira all seemed to be in the running to win Star Baker. However, Maxie won.
Yay. Yay. I like her.
I do, too.
She's really cool.
She seems very, like, down to earth in the sense of, like, every single round. She's like, I don't know if they're going to like this.
Yeah. Like, she's, like, really casual, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And
pretty
it's just,
laid back.
And it's kind of, yeah, that's the word I was thinking of. But I couldn't think of it.
Yeah. That's okay.
Thank you.
I found it for you. There it was. But yeah, she's very chill. Super chill. But anyways, since Maxie won Best Baker, that also means someone had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at the end of the other scale, Carol, Maysom, and Rebs were all in contention to be eliminated. I think only winning the technical challenge saved Rebs, which that was true. I thought the same thing. This meant that Maysom, she was the baker that was sent home. Our young gun, you know.
Yeah.
If there was a Billy and the Sundance Kid, she was the Sundance Kid. She was in there as an 18-year-old being like, I'm going to make carrot macarons and Paul's going to like it. And she was doing all these things, but just didn't have enough this week during Biscuit Week. Which, that I will say, for the British Baking Show, that is one of its best, like, intrigues, I think, is, like, if Maysom got past Biscuit Week, does she knock it out of the park for all the other ones? Like, biscuits are her weak point.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. And so, like, to win the Great British Baking Show, there's a little bit of a luck element. Like, all your flavors have to go through. You can't miss your timers. There's a lot of work. Like, a ton of work.
Right.
But at the same time, like, you also, like, whatever your weak points are, you got to be on point that week. And hope that you're, like, doing everything that you remember. Otherwise, you'll be like Maysom, and you might get eliminated in Biscuit Week.
Yeah.
And cookies are hard.
It's pretty easy to mess them up.
Baking soda instead of, like,
yeah, too much or something, too little. Yeah. You try to substitute something, but it doesn't work. Yeah.
You put, like, you know, pretzels in, but you were supposed to do chocolates, and then it's a kitchen sink cookie.
And the Brits love their biscuits.
They do.
Love them.
Yeah, they love their biscuits.
So it's like a higher regard.
Right. Yeah. It's a tough situation. It really is. But the best baking show bits, oh my gosh. And Lindsay of Nerds and Beyond.
Lynette.
I keep saying Lindsay. Oh my gosh. Lynette, I am so sorry. Ugh, Lynette. I am so sorry. Nerds and Beyond, Lynette, I apologize.
I don't want to be affiliated with
it. I think it's because it's L-Y, and for some reason that just jumps to, I don't know why. Anyways, Lynette.
This is unprofessional, unacceptable behavior.
I
cannot be part of this anymore.
Yeah, guys.
You might not even see me next week.
Oh, my gosh. I think British baking show.
That's foreshadowing.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
British baking. I think Biscuit on the Twitter, he's going to roast me because of that. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, the best bits. Host Matt Lucas suggesting that if bakers weren't proud of their bakes in the technical challenge, they could place it behind someone else's photo and pretend it wasn't theirs.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
I would probably try to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they would, like, ban me.
I know.
Because I was being, you know, unsportsmanlike.
Right, exactly. Put it behind Abdul's and just be like, oh, dude, you did awful. And then he's like, what? And you're just like, hey, look at mine, though. Pretty good. Yeah, but no, but James, this was like my favorite part, showing off his baking raccoon tattoo. Yes, you read that correctly.
Yep, yep, yep.
Cutest little raccoon that's baking, and it's a tattoo. And he says, I have a wee baking raccoon tattoo.
Wee.
A wee.
Wee like, raccoon.
Yeah, and it's got a little orange or red.
Yeah, it's like a swimsuit.
It's an apron.
Oh.
It's an apron.
My bad.
Yeah, it looks like an old-timey swimsuit design.
It does.
And it's eating... It looks like cheese or something, but it's probably cake or something baking.
Raccoons eat a lot.
They do, yeah.
So,
and then Noel said, it's about time someone fused raccoons and baking. Yeah. Oh, that was great. But next week, bread week.
Oh, love bread.
I love bread, too.
Love bread.
Love bread. It is so good. This show is so good. This season, killing it just like all the other seasons.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think there's been a season I've ever disliked.
Right,
because there's usually a good range of contestants, so you'll always find someone that you like.
Yeah,
and want to win.
And they always have good stories. They always have
and
good things
you know
going.
Noel and Matt, they're great.
Yep,
love them.
Yeah.
Prue and Paul.
Prue getting freaking sloshed. On Great British Baking Show.
Stop.
She's like, how much rum did you put in this, Carol? Yeah.
Stop.
Sorry. No, Prue doesn't get sloshed, everybody. Please don't hit me up on the tweet machine.
Stop slandering people.
I'm not. Oh, my gosh.
This
it's
is
a joke.
Like libel.
It's a joke. All right. Jeez. Oh. There's a biscuit.
It's not
he's behind
a joke
me
to
if you're
biscuit.
Watching on YouTube. Yeah, he's like, oh. I am going to push. Yeah.
He's excited like, for bread week.
He's
he
excited.
Makes biscuits all
he
the
does.
Time,
he makes biscuits
which
constantly.
Is bread. So.
Well, and he was happy for this week, but it's cookies. And he
yeah,
like,
he
oh,
got
well.
Confused.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got very confused.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. Now we got Will and Maysom both gone from the tent. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see everybody next time.
Yeah.
In Bread Week.
Yep.
And we will have some special guests.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Bread Week.
That's right.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, but who do you think is going to go next week? I mean, they haven't done a technical. They haven't done, there's a lot of stuff. I'm just saying, who do you think is the bottom of the pack?
Like, based on, what's the word? Like I'm performance
gonna,
so
I'm,
far?
Right. I'm going to put it into terms maybe you better understand. If you had to send one queen home this week, who would it be and why? Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at everyone right now. Mm-hmm.
I'll do mine first.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you
go
asked
ahead.
Me. Let me
yeah, go ahead,
do it.
Yeah.
Oh, probably God. Rebs.
Is it because of the lipstick thing?
No.
Oh, okay. She pointed out Rebs' so, lipstick.
It's just...
Don't say what it's called, because that is going to ensue laughter in me. It will.
It's just a look I'm not used to.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks bad on her necessarily. I'm not used to the look. I do think she might go next if this upcoming week's not better, just because she's been in the bottom twice.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like if bread's not her forte, then she could have a big chance of going home.
Yeah.
So.
You know, because he's like a workout magnet, I think our boy...
you think Sandro?
I think Sandro. Yeah,
he's been doing pretty good so far.
He's been doing pretty well, but I think Bread Week. I think he's gonna stumble. I don't know.
He ate like a 5,000 calorie burger.
Yeah,
that's
well,
got bread.
I know, but I just
if he wants to make burgers at home.
So listen, once again, I'm calling this out early. I have no idea. You know, my luck. the first thing that's going to be on, you know, after the dun 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 dun, it's going to be Sandro going, this is my week.
Yeah.
I make so much bread. It's insane. And it's like, are you Australian?
Yeah.
What? And then he's like, no, I'm just kidding. You're like, what? That's still Australian. And then Carol's like, get ready, everybody. I'm dropping the conservation. I'm making bread. It's like, oh, my God. Carol, please.
Okay.
So, yeah. But top three for me, still, Sandro, number one, looks on lock. He's doing great. Next one here, I got a sigh. James. The raccoon tattoo. It just it rocketed him.
He's
It's pretty
great. He's a fan favorite now for sure.
And then Janus. Yeah. Mm. Or Janus, I believe is how they say it. Yeah, I like Janus. I like his flavors. I like his stuff. So the person who dropped out of my top three was Cerebira. I'm sorry, Cerebira. Who are your top three?
Right now, I think my top three, probably number one is Maxi.
Maxi, okay.
Yeah. She did a really good job this week. Number two is, I'd say Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Dawn. I think she's like an underdog.
Yeah.
But she stood out to me the first week, so. Yeah. And then three is still Carol, because I love her. I love her energy. I love her hair.
Yeah.
She does whatever she wants, and she's my idol.
Yeah. Compost and Carol.
Yeah. I think she had a rougher week, but you can always rebound.
Yeah. Very true. It's one of those things where, like I said, just one of those weeks where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm locked in. This is my week to lose, essentially. Yeah. Some people, they come out on top. And it's pretty interesting.
Yep.
So we will see everybody next time for season 13, episode 3 of 3, 2, 1, Bake Off. Goodbye.
Bye.
This episode of Culinary Convo was written, produced, edited, and created by yours truly, Devin Rehm, and is a part of Mouthful Productions. Please check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Culinary Convo, and our website, culinaryconvo.com, for recipes, episodes, resources, and send an email to culinaryconvopod@gmail.com with your fan suggestions or recipe submissions. You can also support the podcast by going to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support so we can purchase cooking or audio equipment to help create a better podcast, or by using the funds to help further the exploration of Culinary Convo by ordering subscription boxes, food kits, or ordering food products to review. So shout out to our first supporter, Convonaut Dylan. Thank you. I also want to give audio credit to Soundtrap for our intro, transitions, and outro music. Thank you.